Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. If you're new here, welcome. So glad you're here, and I'm humbled that you're here. But the format is pretty simple. I just read, and right now we're reading through the book of Psalms, which is going to take us a couple more months. And then I pray according to what I read, and that's the simple format of Pray Every Day. If you know someone in your life who could use this, just send them this link. You can go to prayeveryday.show to do so. Or there is a free app, the Pray Every Day app, and you can get it on iTunes or Google Play. Again, that's free, and you can send it to your friend as well. All right, today I'm having to break up Psalm 69 because like Psalm 68, it's really long. And so today we're in Psalm 69, verses 1 through 18, a Psalm of David in the New American Standard Version of the Bible. It says this, "Save me, God, for the waters have threatened my life. I have sunk deep in mud, and there is no foothold. I have come into deep waters, and a flood overflows me. I am weary with my crying. My throat is parched. My eyes fail while I wait for my God. Those who hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head. Those who would destroy me are powerful. Those who oppose me with lies, what I did not steal. I then have to restore. God, you know my foolishness, and my guilt is not hidden from you. May those who wait for you not be ashamed because of me, Lord God of armies. May those who seek you not be dishonored because of me, God of Israel. Because for your sake I have endured disgrace, dishonor has covered my face. I have become estranged from my brothers and a stranger to my mother's sons. For zeal for your house has consumed me, and the taunts of those who taunt you have fallen on me. When I wept in my soul with fasting, it became my disgrace. When I made sackcloth with my clothing, I became a proverb to them. Those who sit in the gate talk about me, and the songs of mockery by those habitually drunk are all about me. But as for me, my prayer is to you, Lord, at an acceptable time. God, in the greatness of your mercy, answer me with your saving truth. Rescue me from the mud and do not let me sink. May I be rescued from those who hate me and from the depths of water. May the flood of water not overflow me, nor the deep swallow me up, nor the pit close its mouth on me. Answer me, Lord, for your mercy is good. According to the greatness of your compassion, turn to me, and do not hide your face from your servant, for I am in distress. Answer me quickly. Come near to my soul and redeem it. Ransom me from my enemies. You know my disgrace, my shame, and my dishonor. All my enemies are known to you." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, this is the psalm that is referred to in the New Testament when Jesus clears the temple. Zeal for your house has consumed me. And as I think about that particular scene, it just is a powerful scene. And it helps me to realize that even when you're perfection, you can still be angry. And your word says, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. So Lord, I pray for the angry today, and I pray that in our anger, we would not sin. Lord, this psalm is also about a plea for mercy. It's about sinking into mud and not finding a foothold. And so, Lord, thank you that you are that strong foundation that we can go to. You are the rock that we stand on. You are the one who rescues us, and we turn to you today. He said, "For I am in distress, answer me quickly, come near to my soul and redeem it, ransom me because of my enemies." Lord, you have already ransomed us. You have ransomed us from the power of sin because of your death on the cross. And so we thank you so much for the fact that you have done that. And I just choose to rest in that today, to rest in the finished work of Jesus Christ, to rest in the salvation that was secured for me. There's nothing I could do to earn it. And yet you ask us for everything in surrender as a response to your beautiful act on the cross and the resurrection. And so we surrender again. There's that word again. We surrender. We surrender our lives to you because you know what is good. You know how to love us well. We trust you with the next step. We trust you with the next breath. We trust you when we're dealing with people who are frustrating. We trust you. I pray all these things in Jesus' name, his beautiful, glorious name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the podcast, you can leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify or wherever you listen to this. It just helps more people to listen. So thank you for that. And if you're listening from another country other than the great old USA, I would love to hear from you. You can email me at mary@marydemuth.com and let me know how you heard about Pray Every Day, because that helps me to understand how the podcast is growing. So thank you so much and have an amazing day.